Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
What's going on, beautiful people? This is another special episode of The Awakened Soul. I told you guys I was going to be hitting you with more double up episodes. A, because I kind of feel bad for, at the beginning of this year, I was really, let me not say inconsistent, but I had more skipped weeks of content than I have at any other point in the history of this podcast. So, and in me revamping it, wanting to kind of refresh some things up and make, as I said in the one episode, is make The Awakened Soul more than just a podcast, but a platform, and a multi-reaching platform, multi-media platform, because we're on YouTube heavily. We're on, of course, your favorite podcasting app, but as well now, like, getting ready to get into written blogs more, and Pinterest is going to be a big thing for that too. But, you know, that's conversation for another day. We're here for a very specific reason, for a very special episode of The Awakened Soul Podcast. We're going to be discussing Without Remorse, and this isn't going to be a super long or in-depth review. This is just going to be my thoughts on the film. I feel like this was a film that I was super hyped about. So, and of course, off the top, for anyone who doesn't know, when I do these film reviews, they're full spoilers. I'm not going to be breaking down the story overall, but I may mention some specifics from the movie. So if you want to go in completely unspoiled, you may want to go watch the movie. Come back, watch this later. All right, so with that being said, let's get into the review for this one. So this is starring Michael B. Jordan. It also has Jodie Turner-Smith, who was in Queen and Slim, Guy Pearce. It's a really, really good cast. And for those who don't know, this character that Michael B. Jordan is playing is in other Tom Clancy films. And I don't have the list of ones that he was in right off the top of my head. The character, not Michael B. Jordan's portrayal, but this character. And this is kind of a prequel of sorts to that character. It's a prequel of sorts for that character. And this is kind of where he's been portrayed in Clear and Present Danger by William Dafoe. He was portrayed by Liev Schreiber in The Sum of All Fears. So this is a movie it's been in like production in one stage or another on and off since 2012. Initially, Tom Hardy was going to be playing this character. They decided to go with Michael B. Jordan, who I believe, to my knowledge, is the first black person to play this role. Like I said, this is a character who's been in the Tom Clancy novels. God damn, I'm getting tongue tied. For quite a bit of that series, he's in the Rainbow Six. And so, this is, like I said, it's a prequel of sorts to that character. And, and this film initially had me super excited by the first trailer, especially because Michael B. Jordan is one of my favorite actors right now, since Fruitvale Station. And I wish I could say since The Wire, but I didn't even, like, really, you know, know that was him until later on. But really, like, when he popped up on my radar as this guy can act his ass off. Probably honestly was even before Fruitvale Station, because, what's the name of that superhero movie? I can't remember now. It was a superhero movie, in which him and, three other kids, they got superpowers. Why am I at a loss for what, the name of that movie is? And I really liked that movie. It was one of those found footage movies, that I think was really good. And that's where Michael B. Jordan really stood out to me as an actor. He's had movies that haven't been as good, unfortunately. It was Chronicle. That was the name of the movie. It was Chronicle. And that's where he really stood out to me. There was a sequence in that movie in which they did like this talent show. And like the way that he commanded that scene in the stage, I was like, this guy is a good actor. And then, of course, late the next year is when we got Fruitvale Station, and amazing. And then, of course, we got the Creed series after that. So, again, so they had me hooked with Michael B. Jordan being in this film. And so I wish I could say that that excitement stayed. And this film starts off really, really good. Once, full spoilers, once his pregnant wife is murdered with their baby still being inside of her, I thought that this movie was going to get taken to the next level. We get a sequence where, you know, when he wakes up and he's out for this revenge, and we get this, he sets this car on fire and gets it. And I'm like, this is badass. A little bit stupid to get in the car after you set it on fire, because it could blow up any minute with the gas in the car igniting. But, you know, a great visual scene. I really think it was going to kick off. He eventually goes to jail. We get this scene with him in jail. And in that scene, he like how he takes the guards and he prepares to fight. And he's like, I'm going to break their neck if you come in here. And everyone goes, I'm like, yes, we're about to get it. And that's ultimately what this movie is, the problem. It feels like it's always about to go to another level and get taken to a place to where you're going to get nothing but great action. And every time it feels like it's about to ramp up, it slows down. We get another long conversation scene, and then it starts ramping up, but it never really, I feel, gets ramped all. Even the climax scene when they're in Russia, it never feels like it gets to the place where it ultimately could go. And unfortunately, Michael B. Jordan is one of these characters. I mean, in this movie, I really feel like this was probably the worst role I've ever seen Michael B. Jordan in. And I know people are saying that he was great because the physical action and the fighting he did great in. But I feel like even some of his line delivery in this, it didn't have the emotion that we're used to seeing from Michael B. Jordan. In my opinion, that's my opinion. People may feel differently. I know, a lot of us love Michael B. Jordan, but I can't excuse how wooden his acting is sometimes in this. And maybe I was expecting too much. Maybe that was the way that he wanted to portray the character as more calculated. But even in the scenes where it's supposed to be these high emotional scenes, it just never felt. It felt like a movie. And a role that just went by the numbers. And that's overall the issue that I have with this film. It's just a by the numbers action film with nothing special in it. It has tropes from every other action movie, and it never feels like it pays off. And the novel that this movie is based on was written, I think, in the 90s. And it was before a lot of the 90s action movies that use some of the tropes from this book. But even then, if you're going to adapt this book in this novel, and you know that a lot of the things, because this film has come out so long after the novel, some of the things that were groundbreaking in that novel have already been done in film, possibly because people were inspired by the novel, you have to change something up, or you have to try to take it to the next level. And ultimately, I think it never gets to that place, and it's a detriment to the film overall. It has some really nice action scenes, but it just felt like nothing special. And one of the people that I wanted to talk about is Jodie Turner-Smith.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite. Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
This is an actress who was in Queen and Slim, and at the time when Queen and Slim came out and people were kind of coming down saying she wasn't the best actress, I defended her because I took it. Go back and listen to the review. It was on this podcast. I can't remember which episode, but I talked about, I was so moved by that film. At a time where I wasn't really talking about film anymore in the Awakened Soul, I talked about that movie and the vulnerability and everything. Like, they talked about her acting in that movie being wooden and hard and stoic. And I had defended her portrayal, saying that the character that she was portraying in Queen and Slim was supposed to be withdrawn, was supposed to be somebody who dealt with so much pain and trauma that she never quite opened up, or she was so hardened by the world. But this movie kind of makes me backtrack on a lot of those comments that I made. And it really just seems now to me that she's just an actress who doesn't have very much range at all. And it hurts this film. In this film, we have a black male lead and a black woman lead. And this could have been a black action movie that sets up two new black action stars. When you look at and people have compared it to like Sanaa Lathan and Alien vs. I don't like that movie. I don't think Sanaa Lathan was bad in it, but that, to the contrary in this, like, we don't have that many black women action stars. Taraji P. Henson is one. She did great in, what, Proud Mary. And I felt like this could have been not a star-making role, but this could have been one that put her in a different perspective, in a different light in certain people's eyes, and it was wasted. The way that she delivers basically every line, it seems like she's half asleep. Even like the emotions on her face, she doesn't wear it at all. There's like several interactions between her and Michael B. Jordan's character that it's supposed to be some levity. You're supposed to feel like they have this familiarity with one of each other, and they look at each other as family, and it never comes through. It just really, not on his side, especially this, there's a scene in the plane where he's like throwing stuff at her and asking if she doesn't trust him anymore and whatever. But her acting in this is so horrible that it really just took me out of the film and every scene that she was in. She gets a scene towards the end of the movie where she's in a fight one-on-one. And I felt like it was supposed to be, like, in the script, they probably thought it was going to be this rah-rah moment. And because I did not care about the character up until that point, it really just felt like, can we just get on with it? And then you have this conversation with her and Michael B. Jordan's character towards the end. And it just, none of this felt the way that I think that maybe they thought it was going to come off. And overall, what I want to say is that, and the thing that hurts this movie overall to me, is the script. It's such a dry and non-logical, like, some of the logic leaps that they make in this film are terrible. And like, don't get me wrong, every film usually, unless it's like true to life, it has some logic jumps that they expect you to take for the purpose of the story. But in this, it's not for that. It's really just to get to one point to another. And like I said, for example, the scene where Michael B. Jordan in the car, like, he sets the car on fire, then sits down in the car with the guy and has a whole conversation. And to me, I know that they wanted to portray him as somebody who didn't give a fuck if they lived or died. But this was the start of his payback mission. The start of him wanting revenge. This was the very start of that. And that car could have blown up at any time. For somebody who wants revenge for the death of their wife and child, it doesn't make any sense to put your life in jeopardy that soon in that type of era. It was a pretty scene. It was a beautiful scene visually, but it's a scene that logically doesn't make any fucking sense. And it's I can't give it credit for that. There's also this thing that they want you to feel like, or know, that Michael B. Jordan's character is the strategist, right? And so by doing that, there's this scene with playing chess, and like, he just pops in on people playing chess and makes a move and is like, checkmate. And then later on, they pay that off in the film by him saying a pawn could never take a king. But it all feels like super jumps in logic, even how the twist in this movie. So the twist in this movie, I said Guy Pearce was cast in this movie. Again, full spoilers. In the moment that you see Guy Pearce, you know that he's going to be the bad guy. That's just what Guy Pearce does. And as you're building through the logic of this movie, it really, none of it makes any fucking sense. So Guy Pearce hired a Russian to come on American soil to kill this guy because he knew that Michael B. Jordan's character would be able to kill the other Russians. They'll find the dead Russian military. They would then send Michael B. Jordan's unit over to then start a war, and there would be American bodies found it there. And got like all of that is just too much happenstance. Because what if they did kill Michael B. Jordan? Michael B. Jordan almost died in that home invasion. And if that happened and he didn't take anyone out, they wouldn't have found any Russian bodies. There wouldn't have been a Cold War started to help the economy like Guy Pearce's character ultimately wanted. Like I said, overall, this is a film to me that had so much promise, even with the bad script, right? I've said before on the Film Frequency, which is the podcast where we just review films on, I've said on the Film Frequency that dumb action movies have a place. Sometimes where you just want to turn your brain off, not worry about the logic, see amazing action scenes and battles and fights. This didn't even give you much of that. A lot of the fight scenes are so clouded and dark that you can't really see what's going on. And like I said, it's full of so many action movie tropes that it doesn't feel unique. It didn't hook me in. So overall, like, it's not a horrible movie. I don't want to say that at all. I just feel like ultimately this movie had a really good cast in Michael B. Jordan, Jamie Bell. Before, you know, Laura Lund is in it. She's not in it much. She plays his wife. But before this movie, I felt like Jodie Turner Smith could have been great in this movie. And it just fails on so many levels because of all that to me. Now, the reception for this movie on Rotten Tomatoes is 44%, and that feels about right to me. I feel like it's a 6 out of 10, and it honestly probably, hearing my review probably sounds like I should rate it lower, but it does have some great visuals. I'm a very visual person. You guys know I do short films, so, like, cinematography is big for me. There are some beautiful cinematography moments in this. The action scenes aren't that good. It wants to portray itself as this gritty film with great choreographed fight scenes. Didn't have that. It hovered in two different places. Either you want to be an espionage movie or you want to be an action movie. Now, you can meld those two together, but I feel like this film doesn't do either one right. And, you know, if it was mixed together better, if they did both of them kind of equally well and, well, positively, okay, then you can meld those two things together. But I feel like ultimately it doesn't do one or the other great or even good. It does it passable. That's what this is. It's ultimately a passable action movie starring one of my favorite actors out right now. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. But I'd love to hear from you guys. What did you guys think about Without Remorse? Am I completely off my rocker? Did you enjoy it more than me? Like I said, just a quick review. Wanted to see what you guys felt about it. That's it. This is a special episode. Like I said, I'm going to be dropping these in. I'm going to try to do one once a week. If there's not content, I'm not going to force it. But, you know, these special episodes are going to be a place where I want to dig a little deeper on some stuff. Now, the thing that I want to talk about from this, right, is with actors, black actors in Hollywood. I've said this before. I feel like black actors in Hollywood don't get many bombs before they stop getting kind of the premier roles. Now this is a Amazon Prime release, so it's not like it's a theatrical run or anything like that. But does this hurt Michael B. Jordan's career long term? Does it? Now, a lot of the reviews that I've seen have not faulted Michael B. Jordan, so more than likely, probably not. Now this movie was planned to have a sequel. It was going to be a sequel, titled Rainbow Six. Does that still happen? I think that it probably does, and I think that they're like Michael B. Jordan playing this character could be a franchise. And there are some franchises where the first movie is kind of so-so, and then they start knocking it out. Maybe they'll figure out some of the things that went wrong on this one and make it a little bit better in the next one. I can see a sequel to this getting way better reviews from me and other people. But let me know what you guys think about it. That's it. This has been a special episode of The Awakened Soul Podcast. reviewing Without Remorse. Let me know what you guys think. Like I said, if you agree or disagree, you can follow me at CEO Hayes. You can follow the podcast at Awaken Soul Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, theawakensoulpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to send us a voicemail, I will play them on this podcast. You can do so at 614-547-2039. We are the number one podcast for the culture. I will see you lovely and beautiful. By the way, J. Cole announced a new motherfucking album, so you best believe the week after that one drops, I'm having a special episode on this podcast. So that may be the next special episode. Maybe we'll get something between now and then, so be on the lookout for that. But otherwise, I'm out this week. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.